Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
The CDC has issued new guidance that says fully vaccinated Americans can stop wearing masks, both indoors and outdoors, with some exceptions. What does that mean for people here in the tri-state? Some local governors are saying not so fast. WCBS reporter Sean Adams joins us live from Darien with more on that. Sean?
Yeah, unfetter your face. So the CDC says it's okay here, but what are the states going to do? Well, New York and New Jersey are cautiously considering the recommendation. No action yet. Connecticut, though, is embracing it. No one has to wear a mask outdoors in Connecticut. On the honor system, if you've had your shots, you can flash a smile inside again now. Opinions this morning vary.
I want to get rid of it, you know. I just want to get rid of it and not wear it. I don't want to wear it anymore.
You're looking forward to taking off that mask. It's in your hand.
There you go. That's why it's in my hand.
Cancer survivor, stroke survivor. So I'm not ready yet.
How much longer do you think you'll continue to wear the mask?
I don't know. It's just not feeling right now. Yeah. Now's not the time.
You think this is premature?
Yeah, I would think so.
Now, everyone will still have to cover up in high-risk places like schools, hospitals, nursing homes, planes, trains, buses, airports, transit hubs. Businesses can set their own rules. The new mask policy starts May 19th, when most of Connecticut's other COVID restrictions end. Live in Darien, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Eight Democrats who want to be the next mayor of New York gathered last night for a first and feisty debate. Here's WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Is government experience an advantage or a liability? That seemed to be a central question as Democratic candidates for mayor introduced themselves during the debate on New York One. Entrepreneur Andrew Yang is calling for fresh ideas.
We need a leader who is laser-focused on getting results, on solutions, on what will make our city work better for us, and not politics, ideology, or who did me a favor 10 years ago.
Former Citigroup executive Ray McGuire is striking a similar note.
As a political outsider, I will make decisions solely on the merits. I do not owe any political favors. Zero. Bupkis.
On the other hand, the city's former sanitation commissioner, Catherine Garcia, notes her management experience.
I have been the city's crisis manager for the last 14 years.
As does comptroller Scott Stringer.
We cannot afford a mayor on training wheels. I'll be ready on day one.
Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Police are looking for the vandals who spray-painted hateful messages outside an Islamic center in Brooklyn. It happened on the very same day that Muslim marked the end of Ramadan. Live to Gravesend, here's WCBS reporter Marla Diamond. Marla?
And Steve, the tension in Israel being felt here in Brooklyn, where the NYPD is searching for suspects in the vandalism at the Taiba Mosque here on Coney Island Avenue, in a neighborhood where Jews and Muslims live side by side. There's a yeshiva just across the street. Police say the words, "Death to Palestine," were discovered around 6 a.m. Thursday, scrawled in blue spray paint on the marble front of the Islamic Center as the faithful came to mark the end of the month-long fast of Ramadan, one of the holiest days on the Muslim calendar. This morning, the graffiti has been covered with large pieces of paper on which someone has written "Love, not hate," and "Eid Mubarak," or "Blessed Eid." Two police squad cars are stationed outside the mosque as worshippers return for morning prayers. And we're live in Gravesend. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Live to the Weather Center, Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen has our Exergen forecast, and it's a beautiful forecast, Craig.
It is overall 54 is now the temperature for the city. It is chilly in the suburbs. It's in the upper 30s to mid 40s. But by this afternoon, you'll know that it's May because the normal high should be about 71, 72. We did it yesterday. We'll do it again today. Partly cloudy to clear for tonight. Low near 55 in the city and 40s in the suburbs once again. Tomorrow, 75 with those pop-up clouds and just a chance of an isolated shower. The forecast for Sunday is varying amounts of clouds and sun. And again, the clouds will build up. There could be a shower or thunderstorm, maybe a little bit more of them around on Sunday. Just something to dodge, though. It's not an all-day rain and a high of 70 to 75. Right now, 54, humidity 52%.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.